Blog Talk Radio.
Report back on Blog Talk Radio with, guess what? It's me, Matt, and guess who's here? Bill, what's up?
What's up, my friend? Dude, so it's cool kind of checking out the Blog Talk again. It's been a hot minute since we used this, so see how it goes, brother?
Yep, let's see how it goes. I think it's going to be better because we can actually get callers again. So if you would like to call in, 563-999-3630. It is not a 900 number. You will not be charged.
Do you remember? I'm sure you did. You know, after midnight, 900 number chat lines would open up and call now.
Oh, yeah.
Call me for a good time.
Call me.
Only $1.99 per minute.
You know, that was some dude. That was some dude with a voice changer.
Oh, yeah. He's sitting there. I can get really graphic, and I'm not going to, but, yeah, it's probably not some hot chick that you're expecting to talk to. It's probably some, like you said, some fat, like some dude just sitting in his parents' basement eating some Cheetos. Hot and sexy.
It's like, hey, baby, what's up? Oh, my goodness gracious. All right, so got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. So if you want to join in and let us know what's on your mind tonight. All right, so let's talk about this. We talked about the Ukraine before and Biden and Zelensky and this money laundering operation they got going on over there. But Biden announced another $200 million in additional military aid to Ukraine during the visit to the White House. And U.S. has roughly $4.4 billion remaining in weapons it could provide from Pentagon stockpiles. This is ridiculous, though. It honest to God is.
I mean, it's just a lot of money we're bleeding. And is it going to do anything? So what if Ukraine loses, right? Russia's in there. Russia's not going to stop, and they'll probably move on to another country. So we spent all this money last, what, 2 years? It's gone out the window.
Yeah.
We're depleting our munitions, depleting our ammo, tanks, and all that other stuff to send over there. Well, we're going to probably need it. So, I don't know.
Well, we might not need it. I mean, look at it. I mean, look what we're doing. I mean, $200 million worth of more aid. We got like over $4 billion worth of just stuff sitting around, apparently. It's just sitting around, Bill. You know, it's just collecting dust. So, we might as well use it to blow somebody up. That's what they're saying.
Right. Yeah, so we're just spending all this money for no reason.
Yeah.
You know,
I
would pull everything out, bring all the money back here, secure our stuff. Yeah, I really don't care about Ukraine.
Really? You don't care about, you know, Zelensky and his movie career and, you know, trying to, you know, hold back the evil Russians when all America's done really is provide weapons to destroy their country? I mean, we prolonged this whole entire war. That's all we did.
Right. This is the stupidity of the United States. We do this all the time. How long were we in Afghanistan? We just got out of there. What, 2002?
Oh, yeah.
One? I mean, it was relatively early after 9/11. So we left, and we left them weapons. The Taliban has all their weapons that we left there. So, I mean, we have a history of doing stupid stuff, spending billions of dollars, close to $1 trillion, and leaving. Wonder why we're $30 trillion plus in debt. I don't know.
Isn't that amazing? Over $30 trillion in debt, and people still want to buy our treasury bonds. I don't understand that concept. You're buying into something that's garbage.
Yeah, don't get me started on this, because they were pushing so hard on Trump. Oh, we're going to be $20 trillion. Oh, we're so bad. And Trump gets out, and this dude in the White House now, and this government, Republicans and Democrats alike are just pumping and pumping and pumping and pumping.
Yeah.
All China has to do is pull back their bonds, our bonds, and we're going to collapse.
But we've said that for years, Bill. I mean, we know what they can do. It's not going to be a military war. I mean, economic war.
We're just going to print money and print money and
suffering.
Yeah, we don't care.
They haven't cared for a very long time, and it's absolutely ridiculous that we continue down this path of destruction where we are funding. And here's the thing, Ukraine's not even an ally, man. They're not even an ally. They're not NATO. I mean, why are we protecting them? Oh, because we've got other countries nearby. Yeah, they're actually prepared because Ukraine wasn't prepared for anything, and they knew it was going to happen. They knew
Russia was chilling out on their borders for months. Months. So,
yeah.
It's all a dog and pony show. It's just, I don't know. Just get it over and done with. Let's start this, you know, whatever's happening, just let it happen.
Yeah.
And we'll go. Just let it go.
It's our country has been destroyed. I mean, that's all we did.
Just let it go.
I mean, we made that war go way too long. And I'm sorry, but if you're not prepared and you know they're coming, you know, it's on you. I'm sorry, but it's on them. It's not on us. And I hate to say that, but guess what? If we had not got involved, you know, the Russians and the Ukrainians would have been blowing up all the apartment buildings, homes, businesses, all that stuff. It would have been real quick, real sweet, and the infrastructure will still be there. But now, guess what?
Yeah.
We're going to be rebuilding the damn country because they have no money. They have nothing.
That's
trillion dollars.
Rinse, repeat. That's the way. So we're going to probably do that. I mean, we're doing that with Israel. I have a little special place in my heart for Israel, so we do have to defend them. But, you know, with everything else, we're just the police. I mean, this has always been known. We're the police of the world, the bank of the world.
Yep.
And we get screwed in the process.
Yeah. It's like we keep on giving away everything that we have. And what do we get out of it? We're not safer. There's no safer. We're not richer.
We're less safe.
Yes.
We're less safe. Right?
Definitely less safe. Yeah. We're spread so thin right now because who wants to join the military right now? I mean, honestly. I mean, you see World War III is on next week probably. Or sometime coming up soon. It's like, why would you want to join the military?
When I always say that we're like in World War III, yeah, I don't know. I always say we're like in World War. It's basically we're getting there because there's really no – how do you get out of this? How? How does this all end peacefully?
You stop. You get out of it.
But it won't. Nobody's going to do that.
Just stop.
We're already invested
to countries.
Billions of dollars.
Yeah. But do you keep on investing in something that's not going to get you any returns? That's insanity.
The United States.
Let them be.
Right. I don't know. It's going to be interesting next. I think 2024 is going to be an absolute shit show. I swear it's going to be an absolute crazy world because you got the election coming up. You got all this stuff here domestically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got Venezuela and Guyana. I don't know if you've seen that. So they're just apparently some disputed territory. Venezuela is trying to take that. So you got all this stuff going on. Is this going to be I think it's going to be a wild year.
Yeah, it is. And Nikki Haley
maybe
been texting me. I don't want her text anymore. It's like, did you see my thing, my message? I'm like, no, I don't care, Nikki Haley. It's like, no. Good luck. You're going to lose.
What did she say? What was she saying? I don't pay attention.
I don't know.
I'm not paying attention anymore.
I didn't click the link.
That's
clickbait, man. I'm done with clickbait.
No, I don't pay attention to all this because it doesn't matter.
Well,
the Republican candidates now, there's no way in hell they're going to beat Trump.
No. And they shouldn't.
No.
I mean, they're all they are is just the – they're not even the opposite of the Democrats. They're in on it. Trump was the only president in recent history that understood what was going on. He knew what was going on. It's a show. It's a horse and pony show. Everybody's in on it. Everybody's getting rich, and we're all getting screwed. That's what it comes down to. That's just the insanity that's going on. But before we get to the next topic, Bill, I want to ask you this. Have you seen the movie The Hunt? Have you seen that one?
Yeah, is that the one? It was a couple of years ago. It was like the conservatives, and it was like
they were kidnapped,
and they were like set out, and they had to be there chasing. Like liberals were killing them, right?
Yes, I saw that movie. I'm like, wow, this is nuts. I'm like, this is crazy, and it's on.
But
it's on Amazon Prime right now.
Oh, it's on Prime. Yeah, so I have to check. I saw it like when it first came out. So I think, you know, can you imagine us putting a movie out as of us going after the left? No.
Oh, man.
Not at all.
No. Why would we even do something like that? I mean,
we don't.
They wouldn't they wouldn't have any guns. They wouldn't have any knives, no crowbars, no baseball bats. They would just use, pronouns against us.
Oh.
That's. I mean,
would it be the Zir, Z-I-R, Z-E pronouns, or the they, them?
Well, I mean,
which would be the most
they,
powerful
them,
one?
Do you multiply them? Two they, them,
ooh.
Is that like 10? I don't know. I don't know how the math is. Is it like toilet paper math or paper towel math? Is that how they do it?
I have a question about they, them. If you are single day then and you rent an apartment, do you get charged double?
Oh, that's true. Yes.
Because I would do that as a landlord if you put that on your application.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean,
that sounds like two people.
Like
double
occupancy. Oh, how about you going on a cruise and you're they them? I mean, does that mean you get, instead of one person in a room, you get double occupancy? Is that or
I guess,
three?
I don't know.
I mean, who knows? How many personalities are in there? You know, how are you feeling this week? Are you five? I mean, are you for five meals? I don't know.
Who are you feeling this week?
Who are you feeling this week?
Clown world, brother.
All right.
Clown world.
It's a clown world. Okay. So, you know why Bidenomics isn't working, Bill? It's because of COVID.
Don't talk bad about Bidenomics, man. It's the best. We're so much better with President Biden.
Oh, absolutely.
Come on, man.
So much better. Oh. I mean, I can't complain one bit. I mean, everything's up. Gas prices are up. Groceries are up. I mean, what else isn't up? Wages aren't up.
All right.
I mean, everything's up in
price. Well, you can take it, Matt. There's a little blue pill that you can get.
Don't worry about that. I mean, that's not affected by this. I mean,
okay, good.
I mean, that was already fine under Trump.
Good. So, yeah, so it's standing tall and strong. Good job. So what's going on with Bidenomics, Matt?
They said, okay, so Secretary Yellen pointed to the aftermath of the pandemic. And that's the reason why the Biden administration's economic messaging isn't landing. Saying, she thinks, we've been through a lot. Really? Wow. We've been through a lot. You mean lockdowns, you can't work, printing trillions of dollars, not enforcing laws anymore, the border's crazy, we've got poop on the street. What else do the Democrats do? Shoplifting is at an all-time high. Grocery stores.
That's it. No, Matt,
going out.
It's reparations.
Oh,
that's what I've seen on the news. That's what the BLM lady was saying, or the one guy.
So
it's reparations. I don't remember if it was Philadelphia or Chicago or something like that. One of them said that.
So all the inventories that are coming up short, they're counting that as the reparations. So if you're $1 million short, reparations, write it off as reparations. Oh, my God. Crazy. So it's just like we've been through a lot. That's the reason why Bidenomics isn't working. Or it's just crappy economics. No one wants it.
I think
no one's buying
it. I'm gonna lean on the second one, Matt. Crappy economics.
Yeah. Who wants this garbage? I don't want this garbage. I don't want high gas prices. I don't want high diesel prices. I don't want to be told how to buy some electric car. I don't want to be told what to do.
I don't know if it's up, like up by where I stay. Gas is down to, it was like $2.75 on my way home. And it was like $3.25 like last week. So are they manipulating it so people feel better?
Yes, Bill. I thought about that today. It's a clear manipulation or the economy sticks in a tank because no one's driving. The demand's way down.
Or
look at all
these
companies
the blend.
People. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot. It's bad.
In the blend.
It's getting bad out there.
Yeah. The California blend's done, right? So now the prices drop? I don't understand that. Why did California affect our guys' prices? I mean, they want their blend. You buy it. It's not my problem. Why am I having to pay more? Because they're blend. Why am I always having to pay for California stuff?
That's why we need to have
for these guys. I don't want to pay for their stuff anymore, Bill. If they want to, if they don't in California,
especially
they do nothing
especially
right.
Californians bad mouth Floridians. So I don't want we should have to pay for any of their stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Bad mouth us with your $8 gallon gas. Oh yeah, you're so cool now. Say, I have an electric car. I can't charge because I'm in a brownout. See, that's the
thing. In a brownout.
That means they don't have any electricity half the time sometimes during the summer. Well, you know, don't charge
good
your
time.
Electric cars during the day because we need AC. Okay? But you're saying
but
that
pushing
we all
electric
need to drive
cars on everybody.
By 2030. Yeah. They're forcing it on people so the grid can't handle it.
But you can't use it.
It's a fantasy world.
Clown world.
Oh, it is.
Clown
all right, so let's go
world.
So let's go on to the next topic. Home Depot executive calls on Congress to pass bipartisan organized retail crime bill. So he's saying employees are being threatened with knives, guns, and other physical attacks, according to the Home Depot executive Scott Glenn. Okay. You know, we talk about the slippery slope bill. We don't need a national retail crime bill, okay? We don't need to nationalize this. We just need local municipalities to say we've had enough, start throwing them in jail. That's all we need to do.
Or
it's that
better yet.
There's already laws for that.
Better yet, the store owners, whatever it is, have certain employees armed, and they take care of the problem as it's happening. You do that a couple of times. Listen.
I know.
You do that a couple of times, it would get the word out in the street, then they might not decide to rob. That's just my solution.
I know.
I know it's a property crime.
Makes,
I know. But it's still – it's
yeah.
No.
But
if there's enough nonsense right now.
Crime anymore, when people get laid off because the retail crime is so much, they get laid off, they lose their livelihood because the government won't enforce laws. That's where it comes down to. It's not
because it's racist to enforce laws, apparently.
Well,
they don't
want
to offend anybody.
What's more offensive than stealing stuff? I mean, it's not yours. It's not your stuff. Stop stealing stuff. I mean, there was a story the other day about major retailers taking off self-checkouts because they're bleeding cash. They thought it would be cheaper to eliminate the employees, and now they've learned their lesson because there's always going to be those that try to game the system, and they're gaming it so bad that they want to actually hire people to check you out now. That's what they want to do.
It's like at Publix, there's always somebody standing by the self-checkout watching.
Yeah
I'm sure there's people on camera watching, like right above, too.
And you know it's going to be bad economics if Publix is putting in self-checkouts. That's scary. You know for the fact coming down the pipe with the $15 minimum wage.
Well,
because they're going to eliminate a lot of jobs. Because, I mean, think about it. How are these businesses going to survive? They're going to pass on the increases to the consumer. And then people will be like, I need a $20 minimum wage. Instead of working your way up your company, getting raises, getting education, now we got to keep on giving people more base pay. I mean, I started for $4.25 an hour when I started working in the 90s. $4.25 an hour, minimum wage. Now I'm like $15. No wonder everything gets more expensive, folks, because you keep on raising the base rate. Duh, that's how it works. They're going to have to pass it on somewhere. I mean, prices increase. Cost of labor goes up. Hello, economics, not Bidenomics. It's called real life. We got to start thinking about that. Start thinking about real life instead of this fake garbage, fake news, as Donald calls it, fake news.
I agree.
So do you think they should have a national retail crime bill, Bill? Do you think they really need that?
I don't think the national level, but just like you said before, just enforce the laws. If you break the law, go to jail. That's it.
Yep.
And none of this cash, no cash bail crap, and just it's
sit there for a
they're
while.
They're incentivizing crime because they're like in California, what's it like $1,000? Because they're still over X amount before they even like press charges. So you can go into any store, take a couple $100 here, a couple $100 here, nothing's going to happen to you. There's no incentive to stop doing it. If you're a store owner and you say anything, you're trying to stop them, you're going to be charged. It's not worth it.
Free groceries.
That's what I'm saying. Just cap the people that are coming in. Kill, they're robbing you. Cap a few of them. They won't rob you anymore. That's it.
I know. I mean, we live in a clown world right now. These people are just gaming the system, and the politicians are loving it. They are absolutely loving it.
Yeah.
And
it's my money they're stealing with my taxes.
They vote for insanity.
So I'm adversely affected by this.
I need a tax cut.
So are you.
You're going to force laws. Give me my money back.
Right.
You're burning cash
crazy.
For no reason, folks. All right. So, wow, this show went by pretty darn quick. All right.
Yeah.
I like it.
This is good. I want to see how this sounds. So it's going to be good. And, hey, I want to talk to you after this.
Okay, we'll talk after. All right, folks. We're wrapping this thing up. Thanks for listening to us. It's Matt and Bill, Broward Report Live. Thanks for listening. Don't forget, check out the podcast. Look up Broward Report online and find it everywhere. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great rest of your day.
Peace.